250 students in teaching programs at the University of Alaska Anchorage are wondering if they'll qualify for teaching licenses when they graduate. That's because UAA's education program lost its national accreditation late last week. That news has left the university scrambling to come up with a plan and students with a lot of unanswered questions. Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early reports.
About 60 students packed into a classroom Monday at UAA. Even more crowded outside the door or listened to a live stream as UAA Chancellor Kathy Sandine and School of Education Interim Director Claudia Dibdahl discussed the future of the education department. Student Keith Boswell expressed his dismay at the university's plight.
You're asking us to believe in you and what we're doing in this program, and yet it's not there.
Boswell says he only found out about the loss of accreditation from the news and not from the university. Dibdahl says that the university was only informed on Friday that its national accreditation had been revoked. Without accreditation, the state of Alaska will not grant teaching licenses to graduates of UAA's education department. Those include licenses for bachelor's degrees in early childhood and elementary education, as well as master's degrees in secondary education. It also includes licenses for special ed teachers. Dibdahl says the department was blindsided by the news.
We were very surprised at this. We thought that we would be accredited. Okay. That was our expectation.
The agency that issues the accreditation is called the Council for the Accreditation of Education Preparation, or CAPE. Dibdahl says that CAPE is a pretty new accreditation agency, and in their review of the university, they focused most of their attention on assessments and data. She says that's where the university fell short.
We didn't really have enough data, consistent data and analysis of data to meet their criteria.
The earliest UAA can reapply for accreditation is January 2020. The process for this review took about 2 years, but Sandine says the process may be expedited due to the university's situation. In the meantime, university officials will meet with the State Board of Education to discuss waiving the national accreditation requirements for UAA students, citing progress they have made since the review ended last year. Here's Sandine.
We will find out the answer on the licensure issue, hopefully within the next couple of weeks. So we know that that's very important. We need to get that information to our students as quickly as possible.
Sandine says she hopes the state will agree to recognize UAA grads as meeting license requirements. The board could also decide UAA cannot admit any new students to its education programs, but current students could finish their schooling. If the board says no to both options, she says the University of Alaska Fairbanks and University of Alaska Southeast both still have accredited education departments. Kelsey Hernandez plans on graduating in May with a degree in early childhood education. She was frustrated by the answer she heard at the forum.
So now that we are at the finish line for so many students, it's just a bunch of smoke and mirrors, and we're just going to have to hope that maybe, just maybe, somewhere in some other headshed, somebody is looking out for our best interests.
Even if the state agrees to issue her a license after she graduates, Hernandez worries it won't seem valid to potential employers. Overall, the meeting lasted about an hour and a half. Dibdahl says similar forums have been scheduled with each section of the department so more information can be conveyed to students. Dibdahl says she plans on meeting with the Department of Education and Early Development next Tuesday, January 22nd. In Anchorage, I'm Wesley Early.